60 episodes not recorded.
The following may not be any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank
That's you. Really email.
And enjoy.
Yeah, you can send stuff to unopened email. Woo! First live intro. Do you guys feel pretty fucking like epic?
This is historic.
You might be the most epic event that's ever happened.
Yeah.
I gotta get myself some of this. How are you gonna say that? Burrito.
Well, I took a Spanish.
You did?
Yeah,
I did too. And but it tells you how good I was.
I think the Spanish professor thought I was hot, so she gave me an A. So I don't know if
what, dude? Yeah. You had a mamacita?
Yeah,
nice.
She was like 60 though. So.
I had a pretty strange Spanish teacher too. Yeah, in high school, like I bribed. There was a store. In the lunchroom, and you could buy candy for like a year.
Yeah.
So we would just buy candy and just eat it in class and stuff like that. And we would just bribe the shit out of this teacher. Like, she would just, like, we were like, hey, Miss Rodriguez or whatever, like, you want some candy? That was the first time. She's like, ooh, this is very good. Ooh, keep it. Then, like, figured out.
Your teacher literally was taking candy for grade?
Yeah, honestly. So, yeah, but then it was weird. Like, so, like, for the first, like, 2 weeks, you know, we didn't have to do all the homework. We were, like, just every day we'd give this lady candy. Then the one time, like, we didn't have candy, she was like, where's my candy? Where's my candy? And we were like, oh, we didn't bring it.
She was like, don't be afraid of the ice.
I hate ice, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't break the ice. Yeah. What about cold drinks?
I love cold drinks, but I don't like my teeth are really sensitive, so if ice hits it, I like freak out. I mean, I don't freak out.
I didn't mean to hijack your Spanish.
Oh,
story,
no, yeah. You're good. That was basically it. Like, it was it was weird. Like, briber only gets you so far until you don't have the bribe.
That's true, and then you're sold out.
Yeah.
So you only had it. See, you have to only bribe them, like, right before your report cards come out.
Yeah.
Because if you're bribing them on a regular week, you're basically wasting candy.
Basically, yeah.
How old were you?
It's 14, I think.
And you had a Spanish teacher?
14, 15. Yeah, I took it in high school.
You guys were way cooler than us.
Oh, yeah? You didn't do Spanish in school?
Well, we did.
Language?
You didn't have to take a language class? I guess, you're not 14 as a freshman in high school, are you?
It's like 13, I think.
You're about 14, 15 in freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Because I know you get your learner's permit your freshman year. So that'd be like 15, right? Your driving permit, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was 16.
16 sophomore year, but that's when, I think it might be 16 now, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never got mine.
Yeah, all my 16-year-old friends are getting them just right now, yeah.
I was cruising around with some 16-year-olds yesterday.
Yeah,
they were really stoked.
Where are we going, guys?
Our Spanish teacher was pretty easy on us. She's a lot of her critiques were like, yeah, they'd probably figure out what you were trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, that was good enough to pass her class.
Yeah.
And I didn't learn shit. But I'm not built for language.
I'm bad.
That's why I went into comedy and podcasting.
Yeah.
No, I'm terrible at it.
English is tough.
I don't retain anything.
Well, I mean, Spanish is, like, a little simple because a lot of it is, like, just adding O to things.
It's
What I mean, what came first? Like English and Spanish.
That's why Spanish rap music is like less respectable.
Yeah.
Because everything rhymes.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
O and O.
O and O and every once in a while you throw in something about your chica and Anyway. Today's episode is brought to you by Rondel Barrilito, the Spanish. You said, how do you say it? Espanol?
Rondel Barrilito. You want to roll your R, but I can't do it. Barrilito.
You were just bragging up your skill set, dude.
Well, I said my Spanish teacher thought I was hot.
I guess that's true. Yeah. That was your skill set at the time.
Yeah, it was an audio medium.
So how many years of being hot did you take?
What? Oh, it seems like just that year, because that's never happened to me any other time. Okay.
We had to do 2 years of a foreign language.
How'd she think you were hot? Like, how'd she... Did she, like,
that's a good question. How the hell did she think you were hot?
Is she blind? I don't know. It's just like, she was just weirdly nice to me and not nice to anyone else.
Yeah. So okay. I was like, maybe she thought you were kind of gifted.
Yeah.
Did you have mustache or something like that? Or cool, like, rat tail?
Yeah, I wore a sombrero to class.
Okay, that's pretty hot.
And she was just really into that, yeah.
I think rat tail would have sold it for sure.
Yeah. What's hotter than the rat tail, bro?
I don't know if I had a rat tail. My brother for sure had a rat tail. Okay. I feel like I might have just because I wanted to be cool like my brother. You know, he's older. He always had the crazy haircuts. Do you remember Major League?
Yeah.
You know how Vaughn had that like weird stair-step haircut in the back? My brother did that exact same thing.
Yeah, like quarter mullet kind of thing?
No, it was like a...
Like a fade up?
No, it was really... It looked like like a Mayan pyramid upside down, like, you know what I mean, like you had a flat top on the top and then on the back like it did like this.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
like the beaver tail or something.
It was
pretty
interesting.
Said the sand true.
It was pretty wild shit. My brother probably got a lot of shit for that at school, you know what I mean?
It sounds kind of cool.
Kids are unforgiving though. You do anything different and
especially from all the Mayan students.
Like cultural appropriation.
Did people, were Mayans trying to like,
I'm just gonna call this
worship?
Rondell. It's way easier just to call it Rondell.
Rondell.
It does look like Rondell. Yeah, Rondell burrito, you know?
Yeah. Burrito. That's what we'll call it. It does look like burrito at a distance. So as I told you guys, but I'll just say for the sake of the pot, I guess, this is a strictly sold in Puerto Rico products. So if you would like to get some Rondell Barrita Ruberber or today's sponsor, go to hell. Because you will not get it.
And if you can't get there,
go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, hell's too expensive these days.
Yeah, that's actually a state slogan of Puerto Rico. It's like, go hell and then here.
Yeah.
And see which one's better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I always had that joke, like, you know how when Dawn of the Dead, they say, like, when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
I do now. Yeah.
Like,
I now know that.
People are always saying that to me.
It's weird that, like, hell would run out of room. You know what I mean?
There's somebody who did, like, they did the math on that.
Yeah.
You know, like, how many... Like
apartments,
the core of the earth is this big, and how big? But
is that the idea? It's like in the core of the earth.
That's what I always thought when you were a kid. Like, I don't know, are you Catholic or Protestant or anything?
So I'm Jewish, but I was raised United Methodist. But
Jews don't even have hell, do they?
Kind of. We have like a place called Gehenna, which is like trash. Like it's just trash everywhere. That's kind of like...
It's a Jewish...
Is that a real thing?
Kind of.
It's described as a real trashy joint. You're like, this is hell. Everything's such a mess.
Yeah. It's like... there's like a bunch of hells. It depends like what you... Whether it's canon or if you read like the supplements and the... like there's like the because there's the Bible,
the Jewish supplements,
and then there's like fanfic,
fanfiction,
all that fanfic.
Let's be honest, Mormonism's just fanfiction of the.
Because you go like, this Bible thing doesn't make too much sense.
Right.
There's a lot of plot holes and stuff like that. Then you go like, oh, let's try to make sense of it, and then you get some. I don't know, get some shit going.
So, are there actual fan fiction, like holy books, or are they just like,
well, I guess
fun, good time to read?
New Testament?
I agree. Yeah. The New Testament is, but it's not, is that even like a Jewish thing, the New Testament? It's not, right?
There's like Jews for Jesus and stuff like that, but I don't know. I think Jesus is a cool guy. I think that's the vibe.
I think the New Testament though is like a Catholic thing, right? Like that's where it came from originally. I would think.
I'm
so retarded. I can't believe it. I like grew up in a Lutheran and Methodist, and I can't believe I don't know this stuff.
In the medieval times, in like 400, which is I guess pre-medieval, but they had a council that determined what essentially went into the Bible.
Yeah, Nicaea.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's whenever they got in big fights all the time. Yeah.
And then it got rid of all the shitty books.
Yeah, like the Gospel of Thomas. They removed it because in it, there's a midwife.
Are you named after Thomas of the Gospel of Thomas?
I wish. No.
Okay.
Who were you named after? My grandfather. Okay. Great-grandfather.
Okay.
But anyways, in the book.
And who was he named after?
Mary's like a virgin. She's pregnant. And this midwife doesn't believe she's a virgin. She thinks she's lying. So she puts her hand in like Mary's vagina and it catches on fire.
Whoa.
Wow.
And they're like, that's too hardcore for the Bible.
A dude definitely wrote that.
Yeah. That makes the whole thing, it makes it more believable. Like, people are like, oh, is Mary really a virgin? Like, this woman's hand caught on fire.
Be like, look, you couldn't screw her. Your dick would catch on fire.
Four dudes wrote it, right?
At least.
Each dude wrote a different gospel.
Yeah, though. But then who wrote, like, the Psalms and stuff?
Isn't the whole idea, it's like they write the same accounts, and it's just like they're... Like interpretations?
It was what they saw. It'd be like if you had like you're writing by your friend.
It's like a Tarantino film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's got their perspective of the same story.
Yeah.
The Bible.
Boomtown. You ever see that show, Boomtown?
No.
Oh, it was really good. It's kind of like that. Same. Like, that was a really good show. Like, there's like a robbery or something like that. And like, it's one episode is from like the detective's perspective.
Look, this is a TV show, Boomtown.
Yeah, it only lasted like a season. Neil McDonough is in it. Anyway.
You know way too much shit about obscure, like, film crap in production.
I know.
Like, it was only one season. It was produced by the...
Yeah, it was Graham Yost, I think. He did
I heard Rondell was involved.
Rondell.
Yeah. He had 19 kids.
That's a good show. Yeah, Neil McDonough's in it. Remember when Neil McDonough?
I don't even know who Neil McDonough is. Do you?
That is it. No idea.
No idea. Oh, I know as much about him as I do the other Tom guy you guys were talking about.
If you know, you know. That's all I gotta say.
What else was Neil McDonough in?
He was like in Band of Brothers for a little bit.
Oh, that'll be easy to narrow it down.
Yeah, I was gonna say
he was the one guy in Band of Brothers.
I was gonna say Jimmy Fallon was also in Band of Brothers.
Yeah, he was. Apparently, I was reading about Jimmy Fallon's like character from Band of Brothers. Have you seen that show, Band of Brothers?
Did he break? Yeah, actually, I have.
Breaks character.
He breaks character. He's like, it's like loading a guy into a Jeep. Fucking Jimmy Fallon.
Looks at the camera and shit. Like that guy, he's based off a real guy who, like, you meet him in the show, and he's like giving supplies to the soldiers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This dude. Like, the war is, like, crazy. I mean, it's a big war. It's hard to run a war, I guess.
Logistics.
Yeah, logistics.
There's a thing.
So this dude would just, take a truck, load it up with supplies, and just drive around to soldiers and shit like that. Just, like, back and forth. Like, that's what his job was. He was kind of, like, freelance supplier.
He's like the dudes in, you see the movie War Dogs?
So
they did that, but in Iraq.
No, okay. I haven't seen that. Yeah.
It's so weird when you see that, because I know...
What a wild job.
Yeah, that's crazy, and I'm sure that it's true. And then, like, I was, like, watching that Band of Brothers thing, and then there's, like, there's times where just be like, send a guy into town and stuff. And, and you're like, I feel like in the military, aren't there like supposed to be like a guy who's in charge of each guy? You know what I mean? Like,
I guess so.
Like, everybody's got somebody they're supposed to be reporting to. Like, how are you just wandering around being like, yeah, can I get some of this?
Like, because I guess some people are like, go do it. Someone says, hey, go do it.
Yeah.
It's like Steve Jobs. You know what I mean? It's like, Musk, you know, like, put a car in space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have that just like some dream or whatever. You just get high.
The top dude says, go kill all them Nazis, will you? And then the other guys are like, well, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Do you know who, I think it's Jocko Willink is his name? You know what I'm talking about at all?
Yeah.
He's like special forces and an influencer on webs and whatnot. I heard him talking about this book about incompetency in the military, blah, blah, blah. It was like written in the 70s, the book was. But one of the things he started talking about was that in a modern war, they really start to micromanage people because you can literally talk to somebody on the front line.
Yeah.
And he said that traditionally, like, when you give your army an overall goal and then let your management just make decisions on the fly, you actually have a much higher success rate, a lower death rate, you know, things like that, because you're not just because there's not some guy in Washington being like, I don't give a fuck, we're taking that hill. And then everybody's marching up Iwo Jima with the radio on their back.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you instead you let the commander who was there be like, nah, we're going to just sit on the beach until they starve to death, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that also works just fine. Yeah.
But I went to Israel and I was talking to my friend who was in the IDF and stuff like that.
Okay.
He was like,
IDF, the Israeli army, I would assume.
Yeah, defense forces. Because you have to, it's like mandatory.
Yeah,
conscription,
right. Should like be here too, damn it.
God damn. it's such a bad idea. This guy was talking about how like there's just not a lot to do.
Yeah.
There's just like he became like a corporal or something like that. He was like leading a battalion. And just like he was just talking about how like boring most of it is.
I think when your job is to kill people, you don't really get to do your job very often.
Yeah.
You know? So what else are you going
to
do? You know?
They have a missile system too. They're just like, it's all like long range stuff on the ground.
Yeah. And you don't want to do it either. You don't want to like.
Well, some of them do.
Some of them do. But just like the fact that like the mandatory conscription, like it's just like, it just means that like, a bunch of dudes are just sitting in a.
We have women.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
A lot of hot Israeli soldiers out there.
That's
tell
a
you what.
Main advertisement for Israel.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. The sexiest military. It's real.
Yeah. Oh, God. But it's, I mean, it is good in some ways because everyone gets, like, basically an associate's degree. You know what I mean? Because they've gone to some kind of training. Now, granted, probably isn't very useful if they're not going to live in a war-torn nation, a lot of the training. But some, I mean, a lot of them got to be supply chain guys and shit like that, you know? And later on, they're going to work in a warehouse.
Yeah. I mean, you get like Israel? Money for it. It's like New Jersey.
Yeah,
like
it's really
small. So you could drive from one end to the other like in...
Like 5 hours.
5 hours.
Interesting. Yeah. Something like, or like 8 hours, and then the width is like 3 or something like that.
Okay.
It's like real tiny. It's like a real, odd place.
Odd. Sprung up out of nowhere.
Weird as shit. I don't know. Yeah. This guy, what was his name? I forget his name. I'm still friends with him. I just remember him just like not wanting to do military shit. He was like, he wanted to like make music and stuff.
Yeah, and man. It's like, this damn podcast. All right, Q, you got to get down, buddy.
In college, I attended some. It was like, so this guy was an Israeli, like, representative, like a congressman, essentially, but he was gay. So he was, like, pretty cool. You know what I mean? He was kind of in the middle.
They usually
of
are.
Yeah, he's just a cool dude. He had, like, a rainbow yarmulke.
Are we allowed to have positive stereotypes about gay people?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But he was telling us, like, because of everybody in it, no matter, you can be stupid and be in it, you can be out of shape and in it, like, they have all these people that are just like mopping the floors or just like hanging out.
Yeah.
But it's kind of good for that, I guess. But it's just because it's almost like a public school type environment. Yeah. There's tons of people that don't do anything.
Yeah.
Now, once you get conscripted or whatever you want, is that what it's called?
I guess so.
Yeah. Right? Or whatever it is. We'll just say in the army. Now, you got to do what? 2 years, 4 years? Does anyone have any idea?
It's probably like 2 years or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. And after that, most people, do you think, I mean, not that either of you obviously did it, but you brought it up, so maybe you know more than I do. But like the American military is a volunteer army is what they call it. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, I don't know what I don't want to say the word recidivism. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean? Like
it might be the word.
Whatever you do to stay in, you know, I don't know what the percentage is in America, but.
I don't know.
It seems pretty decent. You know what I mean? Because if you get in, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you get in the army at like 17 and a half, you know, like at 40 years old, you've got like a pension.
Yeah.
It's not as good as it used to be, I guess. I guess they really gutted it.
We just passed like $788 billion military budget or something this year.
Yeah, I don't the Build Back Greater whatever bill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw a thing where a guy was holding it, and he said, it's like, I don't know how many thousand pages. And he goes, every single page of this bill cost you $1 billion. It's more than that. It's like $1.3 billion
like the
per
military,
page, because it's a $1 trillion bill.
The military budget's on top of that, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's wild.
Is like 50 pages of Build Back Better is the entire military budget. And then the other 1,500 pages are...
No. Build Back Better had nothing to do
with it. I'm just like, saying, equal to.
Because I think Build Back Better is like $2.1 trillion or something, and the military budget they just passed is like $800
billion. $800 billion. So that's less than half.
Oh, yeah, it's less than half. The issue with the military budget is that a lot of it goes towards just like CIA... purchase, you know what I mean? Stuff that's not like,
I agree. Who the hell knows?
It's a weird experimental product. It's not like we're gonna give that guy who's in the military food.
There's definitely money that just disappears goes into the military budget.
Dollars goes missing. Who cares?
Who cares at all?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure that there are like guys that are doing it like in a semi-legit way, like they're like say in Afghanistan killing a bunch of people and they want to pay the current they want to buy off the warlord in the town. They're like, hey, when we're in here killing people, just let us do it, you know. So they pay off that warlord or whatever. But then there's also some crooked shit like politicians having dinner, you know.
For sure. And just like spoons that cost like $50,000.
Those are the good spoons, though.
It's a lifetime warranty, dude.
You pay you buy a spoon, sometimes it's worth it, like shoes, car,
they say, if you're gonna use it every day, get the good one. That's what they say.
And
that's why we have such nice spoons.
You're right, goddamn.
I wish it was on spoons. Like, I wish you could like hold up a physical thing. But we paid for this. Even if it's stupid, I'd be like,
that's the thing. Yeah, I would love it for them to like spend money, buy a big gun.
It would be can you imagine
like a big 5 foot handgun?
they should have to engrave the price of everything on everything.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
That'd be great.
You're just in some general's office and he like hands you your pen to sign something. It's like $600 on the side of the pen. You're like, oh, whatever. All
right. Then that becomes like a collectible. You know, then you can resell it.
That's true. Like, you know how much this thing was brand new? And they're like, please, that was military slush fund, dude.
Yeah. They should do that. Yeah.
I can't imagine. But it's, what do they call those when there is no reporting, you know? Like, it's like a black op, not a black, you know what I mean? Like
in the military? Or
yeah, like when there's just no accountability for how things are spent, because they say it's a national interest that we don't share this information, you know, that kind of crap. If you, and I'm not saying that there's a solution, but when you have that scenario, rife with waste, right? Yeah. I mean, there's just no other way for things to go down. Right? I just want to say, how do we get our hands on it? That's all.
That's the idea.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
Can we go tell jokes for the USO and maybe get like $250,000 for doing it?
I think probably. You probably have to be good.
Well, I think I don't think you have to be good. I think what you have to do is like know a senator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he's like, yeah, I think I can get you on that USO.
That's not bad. We could start a war with somebody, like us three.
Let's start a war with Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if we win that one, I feel like Philadelphia. Yeah, no, that's probably the scariest people to start a war with.
Yeah, no, they're pretty intense.
I don't know. I think we stand a shot.
We should just
I've been to Philly. It wasn't that crazy.
We could just go in with like, dress up as, black and gold.
Yeah. Yes. We put on our war colors.
Black face and gold
shirt. Yeah. Right. Yes. Of course. Obviously.
Gold suits and black face. And then
gold lips.
Yeah. Get those. Like, ooh, that's good. Oh, that's God. Good. And then get like, what do we got here? Hockey sticks.
I think we would get all the steel, and that's why we would win.
Okay.
Because we would have like good shields, nice swords.
Yeah, they don't make it. They'd be like throwing like meat at us. Like, yeah, Philly cheesesteaks.
Is that the thing? Yeah, yeah, exactly. They would all just be like eating cheesesteaks and fat, and we'd be like, ha ha.
Yeah, like boiling cheese whiz and dumping it over at like the fucking Capitol building or whatever.
And the great part is we can meet in the middle of the state since we're at the opposite end.
Yeah.
Ruin all of their shit and then go home afterwards.
I mean, have you seen Harrisburg?
That's how America fights a war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's meet in Harrisburg.
Yeah, hometown that's of
that's what the capital should be for. Just like a kind of like a huge gladiator rank where just you solve all the problems.
I think that there should be more gladiators,
like designated solving. Yeah,
like but you should tattoo like the name of like the Republican bill on one of them and the name of the Democrat bill on the other. And then we're like, what are we getting? Are we getting Build Back Greater or are we getting a military budget? And then these two guys walk in and they're like, oh.
Then there could be a huge wheel with all the stuff. And it's like there's a roulette wheel.
Yeah.
What do you fight with? You know what I mean? What sport is played? There's two big wheels, one with every citizen on it.
Wow, I don't know about this. Now we're making lists
of
people.
You're making Hunger Games.
Well, yeah.
You made Hunger Games.
Yeah. I mean, it's a government. They're making a list. Yeah, yes, that's what we do.
Yeah, let's say we do this. Yeah, so all the people from Pittsburgh is on one wheel. All the people from Philadelphia, they're big wheels. Spin those, you make a team of, like, basketball or something like that. You know, if it lands on basketball, the sport.
There's a piece of paper if you want to write anything down at any time, because sometimes I think of stuff and I don't want to interrupt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that. Is that cat locked downstairs? I hear it meowing.
I don't know. I heard it too.
I'm going to look.
Yeah, go for it.
Fill the air, damn it.
There's something to that.
Tom, what's your middle name?
Joseph, but it's spelled Jozef.
Is that your grandpa's middle name?
That's my grandpa's first name. It's my...
Polish?
It's Slovak. Don't call me a Polak, okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
On the air.
Disparage your family.
No, I'm Slovak. I was reading The Jungle, like I told you, and there was literally a quote in The Jungle where they talk about, like, so they'd have different ethnic groups come in and replace the people in the factories. So they'd have, like, first the Irish and then, you know, the Lithuanians. Yeah. And then there was currently the Slovaks. And, like, what more miserable and idiotic people than the Slovaks are there? They'll find them.
Okay.
And that's, so that's who I am.
Well, good for you.
You're Slovakian?
Yeah.
All right. What's the difference between Slovak and Czechoslovak?
I wrote a paper on this.
Oh, buddy, I can't wait.
Yeah. So they're different ethnic groups, but both of them hated Austrians because they were part of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire.
The Czechs and the Slovaks.
Yeah, so the Czechs hated Austrians, and so did the Slovaks, but the Slovaks also hated Hungarians. They called them Magyars.
Magyars.
And they said in the late 1800s, there was quote-unquote Magyarization because these Hungarian people were all
over Slovakia. It's kind of like Magization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Magyars were like, wealthier and whatever, and the Slovaks were like farmers essentially. So they teamed up together to essentially like overthrow the Austrians and the Hungarians, and then World War I happened. World War I ended. Austria lost like really bad. They sucked. They did horrible. So then Czechoslovakia formed, and then Hitler took over Czechoslovakia. Like they just get, he just did it. He
rolled right over him because the Slovaks, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. There's also
idiots.
A lot of
what a more miserable and
there was also
a
lot of German people are in Slovakia already. So like Hitler wasn't y'all. He was just came in, he was like, everyone likes him, you know. And then World War II ended.
Very likable
Germany
guy.
Lost.
Yeah.
It was like nobody knew what he was doing. They're like, he's a funny guy with a mustache.
He got the Olympics coming to town. Yeah, I mean, who else?
That's true.
And then they were in the USSR, and then they were like friends. And then in the 70s, they started to get annoyed because the way the USSR and all the Soviet countries worked is USSR had all the resources and they distributed them to the other countries.
Uh-huh.
So then the Slovaks are like, well, the Czechs are getting more resources or whatever. So then the Velvet Revolution took place or whatever in the early 90s.
Is that kind of like Velvet Revolver?
Yeah.
It came out after, I think, actually.
Oh, okay.
Scott, I love Scott Weiland.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He was...
I'd follow his army.
Yeah. And then they broke up.
I can't remember how he killed himself. Yeah. So I was going to try... Never mind. Anyway.
He was killed by the Czechs.
Don't be afraid to use your microphone.
Okay. I'm so scared. Okay, what?
No, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Sounds great.
I'll get tangential, but I'm more than happy to come back to the center.
Oh, no, you're fine. We were at the end. In the 90s, it broke up. Czech Republic is cool. Slovakia is fine. It's doing fine. Worse. It's doing fine. Better now. Like, their current president is this woman who, her name's like Susanna Kapitova or something, and she rocks.
They have
like,
a
she's
woman
cool.
president.
Crazy. Exactly. Hey, yeah. All the European countries do now, and they're all winning.
Is
yeah.
I was trying to think of like president has like, but it doesn't. I don't think has like a what do you want a gender? You know what I mean? Like a waitress and a waiter, yeah. But president.
Or like
no,
an emperor
I think that's
and
just,
an empress.
I think president's just unisex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess ideally. Yeah.
Can you have a unisex title if you're non-binary? No, then you'd only. Sorry.
They tried to
I'm
do this.
I'm exploring things in my brain yeah. without actually conceptualizing.
My college's homecoming, our senior year, they're like, we're not going to have a king and a queen anymore because it's like, no, because anybody, A, any gender can win in them.
But
be
what
like,
if there was a drag
binary.
Queen in your grade who ran?
That's who won, actually. It's my friend, Freddie. He's a drag queen. He won.
I would be so pissed if they wouldn't call you the queen and you were a drag queen.
Yeah, but he got a... They just changed the award. Yeah. Well, they changed it to like the Guide State Forward Award, but they should have just called it the Monarch.
Yeah, that would be
gender neutral and fun.
Or Royal...
Something that's royal.
The royals, yeah.
Yeah, something that has, you know, power over the other people. Shows dominance.
Something like, not you fucking pieces of shit. That's what they would have called him.
Yeah.
Like, and now, you're not you fucking pieces of shit. This guy and that. Wait, no. So did you, was it?
They would pick two people, but it could be any gender. So I think like this past year, two dudes won.
So do they have to dance? Isn't there a dance thing?
No, they just go out on the football field and like wave because it's a college thing.
It's so funny that they were like, too many women are winning this homecoming thing. Can we get two guys next year?
I don't think two women have ever won, but two men have, and like a man and a woman. So,
well, at least they still know that those people are better than all the others. Yeah.
I mean, they deserve it. Like, they're cooler than the other people. Like, I'm on their way.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting laid more.
What do you got to do to win?
And that's what's cool in high school.
What do you got to do to win? Yeah.
You just have to be likable.
Yeah, popularity contest. Homecoming is a popularity contest. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you didn't have homecoming kings and queens?
We probably did, but I don't think I gave a shit at all.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you which one was any of them, but...
Yeah. I was trying to get, like, funniest. Like, I was trying to get... Yeah, I was trying to get, like, funniest.
And people
person.
Thought that was laughable?
Yeah. I got a couple votes.
Feel free to ask for anything. Like I said, there's beer in here, and also you can just drink these without rum and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I got funniest tweets in high school. And then my friend,
that's crazy because we didn't even have tweets when I was in high school.
Yeah, it was good.
The best part was like, so I tweet for jokes now because of comedy, but at the time I think I was just tweeting really mean stuff about people I didn't like.
Oh,
and they were all like cool. So it was like punching up, as they say. Like, I was just like attacking people.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, this is awesome. You know, like he's bullying these people on the internet.
And were they right?
Yeah. No, it
was it awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
There's something to busting balls, if you will. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
As long as the ball buster is willing to have their own balls busted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in that case, then I don't know.
Yeah, it's a sadomasochist.
There is a problem though when like the ball buster is busting balls and those balls are very fragile and they just keep stomping on those balls.
Yeah, you
know? I'm kind of getting aroused over here.
Yeah,
was he wearing heels?
Getting all that
more
Slovakian talk, man. That got me going.
Did you see that? Jeopardy has its first female champ, because to be a champion on Jeopardy, you have to win X number of days in a row or whatever, and then you're invited back to the Tournament of Champions.
Okay.
So they've got a female now, and it's a transgender woman.
What's her name?
I think
that'll be a Jeopardy question one of these days.
Maybe. But I think it's funny because it's like women are like, we need to recruit better players for our team. You know?
Yeah. Well, I always thought...
That's
like,
not true. They recruit themselves, obviously.
I hope that we get to a time where like it's all like the, you know, guys are playing girls' sports, girls are playing guy sports. Like, it'd be great. Like, it's 2021. It'd be cool to just have like a...
Intramural?
Yeah. Best of everyone competition.
But yeah, but
all dudes.
It would be all dudes. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah.
why we have a girls basketball team, because they're not going to do well against.
It depends on the girls, maybe. Though, because there's a.
But shooting, like ice skating, would be.
Yeah, yeah. There's anybody. A, there's can,
they do do that already like, in the Olympics. Many sports there's many
sports that are just. Yeah, there's yeah, many sports yeah. that are just like you don't need yeah, but to be.
Still, even in like the singles, the best female singles figure skater is not going to beat the best male singles figure skater because he's going to be able to do a quadruple toe loop and she's going to be able to do a triple toe loop because he's, well, there's no maybe. You can factually look at the Olympics.
I don't know about ice skating though. I'd have to know more about ice skating.
Again, you can factually look at it and you can say,
yeah, but like
men are doing this and women are not.
But that's I'm fair. Saying you, I mean, you should it, be able to like do any modification to your body and do
I agree.
Steroid.
See, at that point, it's cool. And
like, I just want humanity. Like I just want to
did
see
you, that
what
was in the Olympics. That was the
do.
Olympics. This last Olympics, yeah. They said that not only did they say that you can compete as transgender, but they said that testosterone levels would not be tested because okay. that they came up with some science that they thought that testosterone wasn't important.
Yeah.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought they wouldn't let there's these one African country for some reason. There's like a genetic mutation. There's women that have. I guess they have like XX chromosomes, or like women born as women, etc. Okay. But they just have like insanely high testosterone levels,
okay,
and like grow facial hair and stuff just based off genetic mutation,
right?
Whatever.
Right.
And they wouldn't let them compete.
Was that this year?
Yeah. It's only one event though. It's I think it's
mustache growing.
No, it's the 400 meters.
Ladies mustache growing.
It's the one track event. Is like it's weird.
The testosterone level must be below 5 nanomoles per liter for a period of 12 months.
Fucking nanomoles, dude.
Are those like tardigrades?
Of between 400
dude, they're bigger than tardigrades.
Yeah, it's the 400 meters and the mile. They can't
okay.
do those two. Because at a short distance, it doesn't matter much, but long distance, I guess you can run longer, faster.
Okay. Well, where I'm going with this is I got a sneaking suspicion that aliens are coming in like 10-15 years.
Isn't it crazy that they told us there's UFOs and no one cares at all?
Well, a lot of them are like like window like reflections and stuff like that. There's not too many.
The government said
yeah,
there's some shit out there. It's flying.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No one really like oh.
Yeah, like, and there's lots of Air Force pilots who are now coming out
this
being like,
the
there was something
singer.
That was actually underwater, and then it was like 20,000 feet in the air, less than a tenth of a second
yeah.
later, and we're like, eh, whatever, you know?
That's yeah, people,
nuts. It's like, fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, I know. Look, Sarah Palin was in the under the mask in The Masked Singer, so you tell me which one I should pay attention to.
Yeah, you got
which
me.
One's
you got me, dude.
That's why I don't know who's cooler, watching dude. The Masked Singer. Like who?
Everyone.
Russians. You can see Sarah Palin on The Masked Singer from Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
like
on every network.
Like it's definitely
everyone.
The,
everyone is watching The Masked
Secretly.
Singer. I don't know anybody, but everyone is. I don't, yeah.
You know what though? That is the one. Okay, so that's the one thing that the coasts really have, and I don't want to like make it. I don't know. I don't want to make a big deal out of it or anything, but that's the one thing the coasts really do have to manipulate the whole country with is that Midwesterners, they're not like
making
on
TV.
TikTok and stuff. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like they're harvesting corn and slaughtering pigs. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And when they get done with that, they're exhausted and they really want to hit like a button on a control and just watch television.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like. That is the big propaganda tool that the coasts have is to be able to continue to produce television
like relatively
and change the minds of the children of those color. What's
yeah,
that?
Relatively inoffensive colors on the TV. Flickering lights.
No, yes, whatever you're trying to say.
Well, it's just
sure.
like a fireplace. It's like a fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
It's
but
like
but like
fireplace.
For instance, last night we were at Mario's, right?
Yeah.
And they were playing a modern sitcom drama or something.
They're
on
playing
it.
Grey's Anatomy is
yeah.
what it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Is there a new Grey's Anatomy?
Dude, they'll never
yeah,
be
I
done with
so.
Grey's. They're on like season like 27.
Yeah, but there was other
it makes
stuff
sense,
intermixed.
But it was definitely like every... Because I remember, and God bless her because I was being mean, I guess, but my mom used to love Grey's Anatomy, I believe it was, exactly.
Yeah.
And the show like was an hour long, and it was like the half hour mark, and my dad was like, "Is that the end?" And I was like, "No, you'll know it's the end because everyone has sex." Yeah. My mom kind of scowled at me because I was saying her show was predictable.
Yeah,
you know, and then. Half hour later, there was a montage where each individual person in the thing like hooks up with somebody else in the thing, and then he's like, "My God, you were they do all have sex at the end." But I mean that's
what your mom's into, man.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have an 8-year-old child or a 5-year-old child, and you're watching Grey's Anatomy, and it just so happens that like everyone on the show is in an interracial marriage, and everyone on the show is either gay or bisexual.
Sure.
You're going to normalize that to the children. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but what I am saying is that those parents aren't getting to make that decision for their children.
Yeah. I think it's the goal, though, to a degree. Like, if you think about in the 70s, they did it, but they did it with Good Times and like the Jeffersons. But that was good, though, because like, there were, I guess, it was against racism.
Well,
I saw that guy in a commercial.
That's the thing, and I agree. I mean, I'm not trying to demonize any individual, but at a certain point, you just get fucking tired of predictability. At the half hour mark, I don't want to be able to say no, it's not over, because you'll know, because the black guy will have sex with somebody who's not black, the white woman will have sex with somebody who's not white.
That's how
you know it's over. You know,
it's like Law and Order too. Yeah. It's like. You know, every episode is basically the same. It's like SVU. My grandma watches. She's 102, and she watches SVU.
Women
like
love
all
that
the
stuff.
SVU is pretty good in general.
Murder porn. You love murder porn.
I liked it when I was a kid. That's because it's on USA Network. And I would just be like,
yeah. I mean, every episode is like. I mean, the fun. You know. I'm telling you, my 102 year old grandma. Watches it really loud because she, you know,
because she's deaf as hell. For her, it's really quiet.
Yeah,
I mean, let's
she can't
be fair.
Hear shit, but then she like every time I knock on, she's like the sweetest lady. But every time I knock on her door, I'm like, "Hey, grandma, I'm here." It's always like, "Yeah, we found semen in her fucking eyes. We fucked her eyes."
You can hear it through the door. It's just like,
"Hi, Jared, how's it going?" But like, yeah, the formula.
Yeah,
like. Dick Wolf's a fucking billionaire, man. Yeah, you don't get to be a billionaire by...
He's a billionaire?
Changing it, probably. Oh.
He's probably not a billionaire, but he's probably a 100 millionaire.
Yeah. He's definitely. He invented wolves.
And dicks.
Yeah. Well, he was the first guy to dick a wolf. So...
He was like, "Oh fuck, I gotta make a show."
Can you imagine the amount of alpha male you gotta be to get a wolf to... I'm just saying, leader of the pack, that's all. That's all.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come that's not seen as manly,
dude,
man?
So for my dad's generation, I guess it was cowboy TV shows.
Yeah. Westerns.
Yeah, Westerns, like, every show was Western, and it was fucking beat you over the head, and he can't watch them anymore. He's just fucking tired of it, you know what I mean? And that's the way
guns,
I am
gun
with...
Gun smoking shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Rawhide.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonanza.
Exactly.
A lot of
Walker,
Bonanza.
Texas... Wait, no. That was
the 90s.
Yeah, it was. But I'm the same way with, and I consider them all to be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Lawyer, police officer, doctor. Because every single time you get a case, you have, you know, and you have to solve the case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a victim usually and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those three categories, sorry.
What is it good for?
Yeah, ask those Israeli women. Get some hot.
Well, I wonder if like the New Deal had something to do with that, because it's like stable jobs.
The New Deal or the New Deal?
Like the old New Deal.
The old New Deal, right before after Make America Great Again, but Build Back, before Build Back Better.
No, you're talking about the FDR New Deal.
Yeah, FDR and
the TV wasn't around.
Before Reagan.
I'm just saying, we've been branding things the same way.
LBJ, what was his? Fuck, LBJ had one that was just bullshit.
His friends called
him
All BJ.
I have a 9-inch dick.
No, it was The Great Society was LBJ.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Okay.
War on Poverty.
Nixon didn't have anything. Nixon's like, "It's going to suck. We're going to make it as good as we can, but it's going to be pretty awful."
Yeah.
Nixon was just focused on Vietnam. right? Yeah. Isn't that his thing? And then LBJ came after him, right?
No, LBJ came before Nixon. LBJ is a jerk. He started Vietnam. Kennedy started it, but so Vietnam.
That's true. Yeah.
Vietnam's everyone's fault. Like, yeah, there's no parties. Everyone was
we were there since. Yeah.
Didn't we
50s.
Do a CIA operation that was totally fake to start Vietnam?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was the. What's the one? Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, it's completely bogus. And we're just like,
it's weird because it's like, yeah, like they said they were shooting at us and we weren't. They weren't.
Yeah, we did that. Like, you going to shoot at the American flag? Oh, hell no.
Man, I forget.
And that's a ripoff from the Spanish American War. Too,
someone's dad was the guy, like, I want to say, who's the Doors?
Oh, Jim Morrison's dad did the Gulf of Tonkin.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I knew he was a big-time military general. I didn't know that he was...
Yeah, that's how he got famous.
It makes the quotes he said a little less about that.
Or just like it makes Jim Morrison make sense.
He also, he killed himself. It makes you feel any better. I mean,
his dad?
How did he die? Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison OD'd, right?
Yeah, but he took himself out, you know?
Technically, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. But done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Lawyer shows?
Oh, yeah. We were saying there's way too many solve the mystery shows and then have sex at the end. The sex at the end doesn't happen, and I'll give it to Dick Wolf's credit. His aren't all about sex.
Well, you can't have, like...
But the doctor shows are all about sex.
You can't have SVU and there's rape victims, and then
there's
like sex.
There's not sex, there's rape.
You can't go home after that. And, like, even in SVU, they show their home lives.
Somehow, like, rape is more comforting than... sex.
Well, it's realistic
in those shows, but more people are having sex than, right? You
don't
know.
Well, I don't know what you mean. You're gonna have to elaborate.
Like SVU, like murders, like we relax to special victims unit. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like the the human condition is more comforted by.
Because I guess you go like it's not happening to me.
Well, that's
the idea.
That's
right?
Why women really love it because, and this is obviously opinion, but
what's scary being a lady?
Exactly, because men, if you put up a crash reel, you know, men will watch that all day long. Guys getting hit by fucking cars, falling off of a building, getting into a fight and dying. Men will watch that all day long.
Yeah,
but if you put on like a calculated murder or something like that.
Yeah.
Women will watch it really long. And that's because...
problem solving. It's like...
Yeah. Like, to them, that's the thing that they need to study for because in, you know, 1817, a lot of women died from rape and murder. You know what I mean? Whereas men were more likely to die.
2017.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like...
Yeah.
When you were born, your mother was like, now when you're older, you're going to have to worry... Well, actually, right now, you're going to have to worry about being raped and murdered.
Yeah.
You know, whereas men were like, you got to get tough so you can go to war and kill somebody, maybe even die yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And that was it.
Yeah. Shiz. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's our basic programming, though. I really do.
Shit is crazy.
I don't like the lawyer / cop / doctor thing, too, because it's just like somebody who's like good inherently, like society recognizes them as good, and then they're just good. And then, like, you talked about the, I guess, like almost the interracial aspect of it, but like with cop shows, especially like NCIS, they'll have like tons of black cops and stuff, or like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is not related to comedy, but
it's a funny one though.
It's funny, but they have all kind of diverse people. If you look at like the average police force, depending on your area, they'll like be more white or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like rose colored because
I don't
like
know if that's true or not. That's a good thing to look into. Is like, does the police force usually like represent?
No, I mean,
my area, there's a good amount of black cops that I've seen, which is kind of good. Like, there was a guy, I live across the street from a park, there's a dude, like, yelling, and then the cop was, like, this guy with dreadlocks. It was like, I'm not going to beat
you. Yeah, I've had almost no interaction with the cops in Pittsburgh, but the one cop I did talk to is a black cop, and he was really nice to me.
Yeah, but that's in the city of Pittsburgh, so I guess outside, less diversity, probably.
Probably, but that's what I'm saying is that... indicative of the population in that area, you know, like if like in the United States there's a 13% African American and whatever else, you know what I mean? So is the police force in the United States close to 13%?
I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
I have no idea. Not.
But in the shows, they're like 80% black or Hispanic. Yeah, yeah, or something. Yeah. And then they're also like really hot, and then they have sex after, as you mentioned. Yeah. So it's
there's
like,
not a lot of fat cops. You're right.
Yeah,
no. Fat detectives. Fat
and
detectives.
Lawyers.
There should be fat. Yeah, fat lawyers. Yeah.
More fat people on TV.
Definitely, doctors also get fat. Like one thing that's for sure about doctors is like they. They spend late hours like working constantly, you know what I mean? So they get like takeout food and they don't take care of their body.
Yeah.
And they some of them, and I heard this from a doctor on a podcast, even take pride in the fact that they've had to sacrifice their own health for the health of society. That's like that's their justification for doing it, you know what I mean?
And they get paid a lot.
You know what we need?
And they get paid.
We need a fat superhero.
But there already is one.
They're all the.
I mean, there's Thor, the fat Thor, but he was like a joke.
What was the guy in the? No, never mind. I was a wrestler. Never mind.
Yeah,
Wrestlers are fat.
Yeah, wrestlers are fat.
I like that.
I just thought of a mind of mask and a spandex, and I thought, but then that's a wrestler.
There's fat villains. I know in the X-Men, Juggernaut's a fat guy.
That's the thing. But there's a lot of fat villains.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is like jacked people versus. Jacked versus fat, kind of. That's like the story of comics a little bit. Yeah, that's you know what it is. Like that's why people like Trump a lot because he's a fat guy.
And he's fat. Yeah.
Because like, hey, I'm a fat guy. I like Trump. Trump's a fat guy.
What was that fucking guy? God, I'm so bad at names and shit.
Who?
It's not worth
Steve
it.
Steve Bannon.
The guy who shut down the bridge in New Jersey.
Oh, Chris Christie.
Yeah, Chris Christie got
fat as fuck.
He got nothing but shit for that.
Well,
dude.
Yeah, he was like, you don't want...
Chris Christie's unhealthy. I mean, like, you can be bigger.
Yeah, you don't want him to be too
You can
big,
be but, bigger.
But like, Chris Christie's
Are you fucking
like,
body shaming Chris Christie right now,
disgusting.
Dude?
No, Chris Christie's disgusting. He's like...
He's beautiful, dude. He's fucking beautiful.
He's a beautiful man.
The only thing disgusting about him is his politics, okay?
He's a BBM, man.
Have you seen the picture of him throwing the first pitch of the Yankees game?
No.
He's like a male camel toe. It's like disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I think they call that moose knuckle, don't they?
Yeah. Trump has a nice fat ass. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. Ooh,
the thing about Trump is...
Trump's got a popper on the back.
Yeah, he's a tennis pitcher. It's a healthy-looking fat ass.
Yeah,
no,
it's looking good. Like, say what you will about the guy.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, he's just
like,
75.
I mean, he's 30% ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a huge ass. It's true. But I'm just saying, maybe we need a fat president...
We had one. It was Trump was the fat.
I guess. Yeah,
no,
we need,
Taft was fat, right?
I want Taft.
He did a good job.
LBJ was probably fat, wasn't he?
LBJ was definitely fat, yeah.
And...
Kind of. He had a paunch.
But it was no, but people in the 60s didn't have paunches.
He had a fupa?
LBJ's fupa.
LBJ fupa.
Damn fupa.
That's a punk rock band if I ever heard of
one. Well, if he had a fupa, he'd wear it proud because he'd like... there's that phone call where he talked about like just his dick. Like he called that.
What?
Remember
he calls a tailor.
A tailor, and he's like, "I'm gonna need a." He like burps during it. He's like, "It's so amazing."
That is amazing. I like the guy now.
No, it's amazing. Like I'm gonna need my pants widened because it's not fitting all I got down there. You know what I mean? And so you go on and do it. You know.
And then the guy goes like, okay. And then LBJ is like, no, I really need it.
It's
like, especially the left leg.
Like,
yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay, sir. Like, yeah, the guy is just a tailor. It's like, okay, sure.
Dude,
man.
That's, I can't believe I'm this old and I've never heard the LGB talk about
one
his
of the,
junk. You know?
Maybe the best president story of all time. He also, like, there's another great LBJ story where, like I think he was doing like a press conference in like a minute or something, like or like in a couple minutes. He was waiting in the back. He's like, fuck, I gotta piss. Have you heard this one? I gotta piss, man. And he had Secret Service people around him. He's like, oh yeah, go for it.
It's all right. No, it's not live. Come on down.
Hey.
This is Piper and Cindy. Hi. This is Jared and Tom. You're in your PJs. I love it, dear.
How's it going?
Pretty well, yeah.
Oh, I'm Thomas. Meet you.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Tom has earned his stripes in the Pittsburgh comedy scene.
I was just gonna say,
he made it.
Yeah.
Is this a comedy podcast?
Yeah, it's kind of. It's really.
We're venturing into societal discussion. But.
Yeah. I try not to put the reins on any part of it.
If anybody learns anything, we've failed.
Well, then we've already failed. I went through the whole history of Czechoslovakia live.
That's true,
I wrote
dude.
A research.
That's
paper
true, and we all regret it, but it happened.
Where do I listen?
Everywhere that there's audio podcasts.
I'm so excited. And you can sit in. There's a spot. Okay, I'm
in. If you, uh-oh.
There you go. I'm just kidding.
Move the speaker. Move the speaker. And that microphone is live if you want to talk on it, Piper.
It's interesting because you can hear yourself talk through headphones.
Is that the interest?
And it makes you feel like you're very professional.
Cindy, you weren't expecting that.
Piper, I feel bad. I don't even know your last name.
It's Carol, but...
Oh, it's recently Carol now, isn't it?
No, it's recently Greenwald.
Recently Greenwald. That's officially you actually Jewish. Have to use the microphone if you want to use it.
You're the third Jewish person.
You got to point it into your face.
What a themed episode.
Yeah, right? We're talking about the IDF earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good thing you guys got me here. Oh.
Yeah, see how you can... Yeah, you're right, Cindy. It did mess with her a little bit. She's like, that's my voice.
So we actually came downstairs to get your Puerto Rican rum.
I left one bottle of Puerto Rican rum in the freezer. But there is this one. Do you want to try it? I have all the mixers down here, so here's where you want to build a drink. Cindy, can you get her a glass?
I just tried it. It's great.
Do you want to build a drink?
Yeah. Did you actually go to Puerto Rico? Or
Cindy actually went to Puerto Rico.
Cindy, is that where you were flying back from when someone was coughing all over you and giving you COVID?
Yes, that's why she's having the dinner here instead of the dinner with you out and about. So Cindy was in Puerto Rico, right?
Okay.
And... what was the name? I'll bleep it here. Anyway, so
yeah, I could have just
so she went down there for a doctor's convention, and it's right on the verge of Omicron. And God bless Cindy because she's being careful or whatever.
Sure.
But it's just funny to me that all these doctors were like, "Well, we already put down a deposit."
Yeah, like,
we're not gonna not go to Puerto Rico. You know what I mean?
Let's go get Omicron.
Did you guys end up going to Jamaica? I'm sorry to hijack there.
So
no, you're good.
We ended up going to Mexico for.
Oh God, why did I say Jamaica?
Well, we did look at Jamaica for a second.
Okay,
it was one of our options.
Okay.
We were just trying to find a good place to do a destination wedding.
Piper is recently married.
Oh, congratulations!
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, that's a lot.
That's a round of applause.
Mexico was fine, but we actually from Cancun flew to Lihue, Kauai.
Okay, because I have no idea where Lihue was.
Yeah,
Lihue. Sounded like you had something in your throat.
Is that Japan?
it's one of the islands. Well, Lihue is a city on Kauai, which is one of the islands of Hawaii.
Okay,
and
super Kauai. Yeah,
it was amazing, guys. Have you guys been to Hawaii?
I have not been to Hawaii. Cindy, every time I say I have not been to somewhere, is like, we'll go there someday. And I'm like,
do it.
I don't know.
This is a place to go. I was definitely questioning it. I was like, it's like a resorty, beachy. It's like not really my scene. I was wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I've heard some good things about Hawaii. Yeah.
I heard the weather's okay. Can you believe that?
That's such an interesting take that Hawaii is a cool place to go.
You know how many U.S. soldiers died for you to go to Hawaii?
That's right. That's
we
right,
were there man. On Veterans Day.
Yeah. Wow. Did you go see the USS Arizona like a patriot?
True patriot. Yeah. On our honeymoon.
Love it. I love
Hashtag
it.
Patriotism.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. David will live in infamy. Your wedding. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Did you see a volcano? Did you hang out around any volcanoes?
I totally wish. I guess Volcanoes National Park is on the Big Island, okay. So got to go back for that.
That's Oahu, is that correct?
No, that's the Big Island is just, it's just the Big Island. It's Hawaii.
Oh, it's Hawaii.
Yeah.
And the rest of them just kind of get lumped in?
No, well, I mean, the
it's all Hawaii.
Have names, but... okay, so the whole thing is Hawaii.
I can't believe I don't know this.
The whole thing is Hawaii. And then the biggest island is also Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And then, and it's called the Big Island.
Okay.
And then Oahu, we went there. That's where Honolulu is.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the memorial for...
So wait, are there like ferries that take you everywhere or how does it work?
We actually flew. It was a 20-minute flight.
From one island to the other island's 20-minute flight?
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
They call them island hoppers. Oh. I want to say it was like $50. It wasn't expensive.
That's fucking awesome.
That's
Yeah.
It was quick. Like, you don't spend a whole day in the airport. You're like, you're kind of in, fly for 20 minutes, and you're out. So,
yeah.
It was really quick.
Hey, Cindy.
I'm sure there's a lot of dudes.
Will you grab... Wait, is this an extra pint glass right here?
Yeah.
I think she brought it down.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want a drink?
Yeah, let's have a drink.
Do you want to try just by itself, or do you want to mix it up?
I feel like I got to try it by itself, at least to start. All right,
I'll let you do your own pour on the
and
try it by itself. And there's plenty of things around here to do stuff with.
Does it taste like cranberry? That's what the ladies
like brandy.
A little bit.
I can believe that. Yeah, I'm not a rum expert. I was literally in my 20s the last time that I got all rummed up.
That was 50 years ago, too.
Yeah, that was like 50, 60 years ago. But there's all these things that the internet said would be okay with it. And what I've done is use one of these and then some seltzer water here.
This is delicious.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You're like a chemist.
Do you want to try the pineapple?
I don't. Okay. I'm satisfied. Actually, this stuff has just gotten me a buzz now that I'm thinking about it.
So what did you say yours has? Yours is just straight rum.
Well, this one actually is my second one. My first one was a ginger ale, rum, and seltzer water. And this one is Mountain Dew, rum, and seltzer water, which I like more, actually.
If you guys can't tell, we are some serious bartenders here.
This is
delicious
this is
stuff.
Mixology 101, okay?
You listen to the podcast.
If you'd like the recipe for this cocktail, we will post it afterwards. Don't worry.
It's one part America, two parts rum. Puerto Rico. Wait, Puerto Rico's America. Damn.
Some rum.
Thank God. You know? It's all American.
Okay, I think that me and Cindy better go back upstairs before Korean food gets cold.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you want to take this or anything?
You said there's one in the freezer, right?
Yeah, there's one in the freezer that's the something rather infused. Pineapple infused.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'll take a shot and then I'll go drink the pineapple.
I figured I would bring the crappier shit for the boys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Cindy says you guys got the good stuff. Oh,
hey.
Wait, Cindy, come say that in the podcast.
Come say that in a microphone. Okay, what is it? It's aged in a wine barrel?
For 10 years.
Wow.
Okay. You told me that already and I forgot it.
In case anyone cares, it's called Ron del Barrilito.
See, she did her R's better than you did.
I can't roll my R's.
Oh, did you guys already say that? Sorry.
No, they're the sponsor for the podcast. We told people that if they are interested in our sponsor, they just fly to Puerto Rico and get a bottle.
Yeah.
It's easy peasy. Easy peasy.
It's worth it.
So, who listens to this podcast?
We call them the Reggies.
And the podcast.
They're ear regulars. Dude. I'm glad that it was pretty clean, too. Let me write that down here. Because I would like to get a soundboard so that I can play drops, you know what I mean? Like sound bites.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a great sound bite. So, who listens to this podcast? They're irregulars, man. Yeah, I don't know. They do.
Me?
I listened before I came on to see what it was.
Yeah. Jared's an irregular.
But eventually you'll
and an unpaid regular.
Everybody on the podcast. And then they'll all be listening.
That's my goal is basically to have each American come through here. Yeah. One at a time. Genius. Nobody from other countries. Only Americans for some reason.
You know, it'll be like
Have
The Office.
No, I'm just... It's bad to say, so it's fun to say.
Because everybody's American.
Ooh, Cindy, go upstairs.
Well, everybody's
Cindy, we're all very proud of you for becoming an American.
Well, look, I'm taking it too far. No matter where you're from, everybody's American.
That's true, dude.
One day, you know, we'll finally have conquered everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's the whole
idea. If there's one thing Americo Vespucci wanted.
Oh yeah, China's America.
Well, no, it's gonna be like
a
business style merger where it's just like China USA. Yeah, and it'll be every country.
That's right.
It's like the big.
I think China's actually gonna buy us out.
Does America then become China?
We're still gonna run the same product names. It's kind of like Mongoose bicycles. You know, they used to be made.
It's like a smoothie or a Big Mac. You know what I mean? It's there's layers and it's all the same thing.
Okay. Russia will never be able to buy us out.
Russia kind of sucks.
They'll take over us by force.
Yeah.
That's what they know. That's the language of Russia is Dofistokovs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they get through.
Is that how they...
That's what they did to the Slovakians.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the Germans did.
As a callback.
It's been super fun.
Fun little callback.
thanks for stopping by,
Pocker. Thanks for the rum.
I'm glad that Hawaii and Mexico were a good time.
Why, thank you. Gracias.
Oh, you picked that up there? Or you
I did.
You...
I picked that up in Cancun.
It's exotic.
It's
not a regular.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you will get a whole powwow going, you know, and you guys figure out. You figure out.
No matter if you've never been on the podcast, you're a regular. On the podcast.
Take the cat with you, dear, because otherwise you're going to shut the door. He's going to go to the top of the stairs and he's going to cry. Yeah, he's not very good at following orders, actually. Most cats, you know, they do exactly what you say, but this particular cat, not so much. Thank you, Piper.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Wasn't that exciting?
Yeah. We're looking for a fourth person.
We almost had a fourth person.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's right. I have to call Stooch. Okay, this is the part of the podcast we call Calling Stooch While He's On a Date.
Okay. I feel like every time I talk to him, he's like, I was on a date last night. And I'm like, again?
Date last night, dude.
He literally said that he couldn't come because he had a date, but if she stood him up, that he would come. So, oh, what? No internet connection. Who gives a shit? Oh, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Fill space while I try to get this to work.
Silence.
Yes.
It's immersive.
Come on, Andy. Andy Stuchel, everyone. A regular himself. His date must be going all right. He thought he was going to get stood up.
That or it went really bad.
He's okay. Passed out somewhere.
Wait, hold on. I think he's picking up. Hey, dude. Yeah, what's up?
Stooch, is that you?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
How's your date going?
Dude. Dude.
Dude.
Dude. Dude. Dude, we're in friggin' Nevada right now, dude. We went to Nevada.
Andy, you took a woman over state lines? Did you have permission?
The Stooch do.
Here he is. Here he is. Stooch hung up and he's calling us back.
Hey. Yeah. I mean, we talked to him already, but we'll talk to him again.
Andy.
Is this live?
This is live, bro.
Is live? Well, the date didn't work out. They flaked.
Oh.
What? The girl...
Yeah, they flaked.
Damn, man.
And yeah, you're not coming over?
Yeah, they said it was some bitch's birthday.
Oh.
Was it her birthday? Yeah. Are you calling her a bitch and maybe that's why she didn't come?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no, I didn't call that to her face, but, you know.
You son of a bitch. Dude, you said if you got stood up, you'd come on the podcast, bro.
Well, I said, I didn't know till like the last second. Then I'm like, oh, it's 7-something.
Usually when you get stood up, you don't know till the last second.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, exactly. Yeah, because we hold our own here, you know, like in Braveheart. And fucking, Goodwill Hunting. What are those movies? Yeah, you'll hold your own.
I think you're thinking of Poltergeist.
Yeah. Troy and the other movie. What was that one? What was the one we were talking about?
Operation Dumbo Drop?
No, it was the one. It was like. It was called Zeitgeist. No, it wasn't like that. It was.
Spartacus?
What the fuck was it called? It was like that German film.
Oh,
that one.
Hold.
Yeah, no one knows what you're talking about. Unless it's some sort of propaganda
thing. Hold mine up.
Yeah, it's like Saving Private Ryan. You know what I mean? We hold our own. We hold our guns.
Band of Brothers.
We fight till the last man on the beach and whatever the fuck Churchill said, that retard, you know? That old bald retard, Winston Churchill. What'd he ever do anyway? All he did was just sit. All he did was sit in a chair and... speak.
Yeah, dude, that fucker never stood up. What a pussy.
Yeah, he never stood up for anything. Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think it's because he couldn't, right?
Yeah, why people say that, but I think he was faking.
All the leaders
in
World War II were like midgets or they were in a wheelchair. Like, what the heck? Or had horrible mustaches. Just gross people.
That's fair.
So what are you doing? You know? What are you doing now? You hanging with the boys? Because the boys never fail, right?
I'm hanging with a pal, my sidekick for this. And
wait. You invited a girl on a date with two men? Maybe there's a reason she didn't come, dude.
Yeah.
No, it was a double date. It was a double.
Wait, so now you're the third wheel?
No, it was four. It was four overall.
You both got stood
two
up.
Two ladies took, you know, clean and safe. Okay. You know, I couldn't be funny. I couldn't be funny around her.
They were wearing,
you know,
condoms.
Of this could be said. You got to talk about what Pete Davidson's up to. You know what I mean? That's what you got to talk about with them. Ooh, what's Pete Davidson doing? I don't fucking know. Blow him.
Yeah, but right now, are you on a date with a couple?
No, we're just walking around.
So yes,
I'm getting dirty.
So yeah. No, we're just walking around. We might go ice skating later. We're talking about maybe some ice cream. I don't know. Not a date though.
You liking this call? Is this a good call so far?
Of course, you're always a good call, bro.
What's the call out of 10? You got to rate it out of 10.
Rate this call out of 10, Corey Henderson style.
This is an 8.
This is an 8. I'm going to give a 7.5. I'm going to be that one judge who gives you the 7.5 to keep you humble.
It's dropping now, the more we talk about scoring it.
Well, that was your fault, dude. You fucking scored yourself.
Shit. Fuck. And that's why I'm not on the date.
And that's why you're not on the pod.
Yeah, there you go. Just, I'm getting fisted right now, actually. That's getting a good fisting.
I can't believe
it. It's Friday, you know? It's Friday. We're in Lawrenceville. Everybody's getting fisted
Friday,
out here, dude.
TGIF.
I thought.
Thank God it's fisting.
Yeah.
Thank God it's fisting. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't. No, you're.
That and whippets and.
You're the third wheel, though, for sure, right now, right? It's you, a man, and a woman together.
No. It's just me and my buddy. We got stood up on the.
You
on the
both. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to figure out. So both you guys are killing the game.
We are. We're getting looks of what kind? I don't know, but we're getting looks.
Yeah.
What I would
make
say,
the best of a bad situation.
Exactly. You guys are single and ready to mingle now, dude. Bro. Get out there and hit the dance floor, bro.
We're hitting these streets.
You gonna go out to the rocks tonight and do some jokes or not?
I'm gonna be by. Yeah, I'll be down there.
All right, buddy. We'll see you at the rocks, hey?
All right, we'll see. It was a good call. What up, everybody?
Say hi to the regulars. Bye.
What's up, regulars?
Yeah,
Sarah,
baby.
Sarah Bach, Sarah Brooke.
Sarah Bach? What?
No, there's no R.
I forget. I don't see the name in front of me.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's true. You hear it.
I feel bad. All right. Well, what's up, people? I hope this was a good call. Peace.
6 out of 10 now.
Yeah, we're slowly walking back down the ladder, bro.
Say more shit about Churchill.
All right, cool.
Peace out, dude.
Yeah, fuck Churchill, man.
Love you, bro.
Right.
I don't know if that was better than him being on a date or worse than him being on a date.
I liked it, man. He was taking it out on Churchill.
Yeah, he really let it rip. He also confused Winston Churchill and FDR.
Yeah, that makes
great.
Yeah,
I thought it was awesome.
Many do.
Yeah, many do. Yeah, Churchill was an alcoholic, not a paraplegic.
Yeah.
Hell, FDR wasn't. What was he have? Rickets. What
he had polio.
Polio. Yeah. That's why he loved to swim with children. That was his excuse.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm just rehabbing these kids. Come on.
If it cures it. I mean, if it helps, you know, anything for these polio people.
FDR, fuck those rascals.
I think he had like something like some like weird disease that they didn't diagnose until like a couple of years ago. Like with the people, they thought it was polio.
Oh, okay. COVID?
It's COVID.
Did he have COVID?
He had Omicron.
He had the Omicron? So the Omicron's actually not likely to kill you, but it will take your legs.
Did you see that there was this one dude in the middle of Pennsylvania, like an ex-chemist? He had smallpox, like in a jar. Because he was working on it, and I guess he took it home. He was a retired ex-chemist. And he died, and
he died while he had smallpox in his cabinet?
Yeah, he just died of something, and he was just like, his granddaughter was like cleaning out his stuff, and this was only like...
It was like a jar with like a piece of tape on the top, yes. It was a smallpox.
S-pox.
S-pox, yeah, don't get it. Or just a small P, and you're like, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
P, oh, okay, just a small bit of P.
There's a little P in there, I'm not going to open it, because it's...
Yeah. Crazy, right?
That's crazy. It is crazy that that we have these diseases around that I don't know.
You can just put them in a jar and just put it.
Interesting times we live in, right? Like, there's all these diseases that can just be around, and like we happen to. Honestly, though, is it that rare? Because it seems like these plagues come like not plagues or whatever you want, pandemics come like every 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
People live to be about 100. Yeah. Is it really that weird that it happened during our lifetime?
No, actually, I mean,
it was like inevitable.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu was way worse in the sense that it would kill a lot of people, and it killed mostly young people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and it was right after World War One. So like, there was just a whole generation of nobody.
They all went to war and got the fucking whatever the Spanish flu.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they brought it home to their countries. It was like the world's perfect melting pot.
And then they got the Great Depression.
A pandemic.
You know, they got the Great Depression like 8 years later, and then they were in World War II. And
we get so delusional about our lives. Like, we're like, I was born and things, you know, like cars were good, air conditioning was around. That's the way it's always going to be. That's just what we think, you know?
Well, yeah, like seemingly like, yeah, it's crazy. We did this a couple of weeks ago. Like, we looked up, like, what's going on in 1204 or whatever? Like, right? Turns out everything.
Yeah.
Pick any random year and, like, crazy shit was happening.
Turns out, like, a whole 365 days worth of shit happened.
Yeah. whenever you add people to the mix.
Yeah. Well, it's not
a people. It makes it interesting.
Anything, man. Fucking plants have their own fucking tragic story. You know, there's fucking beetle kill in Colorado for fucking
They pine don't write, like, a shit, Wikipedia page for, like, every famous beetle. I guess.
Yeah, they do. They're John Paul, you know?
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Oh my God!
No one cared about Lennon.
No,
nothing. I'm glad. Short story, really.
I'm glad Ringo is still alive. Like, I was thinking about that. They always say, like, wrong Beatles die. Like, you know, we got Ringo and Paul. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like George Harrison would have become annoying. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if he would have done anything though. Like, I feel like. He did
his shit
early.
I mean,
better.
I hate to be boring, but
the music would have been better. But
Paul seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Same with Ringo.
And Ringo's like a lovable dummy, which I really like.
Ringo's awesome.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like, I love to hit things with sticks.
Most drummers are pretty stupid.
Yeah, he was doing that. He was just had two sticks, and he was just doing that on just, you know, chairs, walls, and someone just put a drum set in front of him. It's like, do that. And that's a true story.
That's how the Beatles were born.
I just watched the Pete Jackson.
Actually, didn't they have a different drummer before Ringo? And Ringo was the replacement drummer, right?
Yeah, Stuart Sutcliffe.
Right? That's way more British sounding.
Yeah, he's like he's the fifth Beatle, they say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How crazy is it to be the guy who was playing with the Beatles the whole time they're writing these songs?
He's the sixth Beatle, yeah.
Yeah, because the fifth Beatle's a producer.
Well, George Martin. And then they say, like, Billy Preston was, like, the seventh Beatle.
What? And Yoko Ono was the eighth Beatle.
The eighth Beatle.
Holy shit, there's an octa-Beatle out there?
Yeah, bro.
Either way, there was a guy banging on the skins, and he was like, this is going nowhere. And then three fucking months later, they're getting off a plane in America with women just throwing themselves at their feet. And he's like, fuck, man.
Do you think, how old are you, Tom?
23.
That's basically when the Beatles, like, broke up, basically, like at 20.
Oh, really?
They were like mid-20s, I think.
Really? I didn't know that.
They basically had a 4 or 5 year run.
I can believe that.
Like, everything where they made everything.
Oh, isn't that like the best though? Like, it's the candle that's burning twice as bright, you know?
Oh, yeah,
I mean?
No, yeah. But do you think you could,
you could be a Beatle,
but I'm just saying, like, if I
the
got
ninth
famous,
Beatle,
can you imagine, like, if you got famous when you were like
20? Oh, dude.
I'd be so good at it. It'd be so easy. Depends on your mindset. I feel like if you act normal and you're really famous, it works. But if you're like act like a famous person, that's when it goes horribly.
But how do you know, like, what influence fame's going to have on you? Because reality is a perception, and your perception is everywhere I go, everyone likes me.
Are you good at like getting no sleep? Like, are you like cool after getting?
I need, you know, my nice 10 hours. You know?
I'm down with that, dude.
I need
my
nice 14.
Yeah.
No, I'm if I don't get like sleep, I get like weird, like, and like. I used to do it a lot. Yeah.
I used to do like my minimum, for a night's sleep was 5 hours, and then my minimum for a no night's sleep was less than 2 hours. So if I was gonna be partying all night, and I was like, there's only 4 hours till I have to be at work. I'm like, I got to stay up for another 2 hours so that I can go to sleep for less than 2 hours.
I used to, like, back in my last year of college, I got like kind of addicted to 5 hour energies.
And I kind of,
because I don't know if it's real addiction, but it probably felt real. But
those are legit, like,
drugs.
Yeah, no, I don't know intense. If they're as strong as they used to be, but
they're not, because you go insane.
Yeah.
And that's, I kind of did that. I think I got addicted to, like, delirium. Like, getting no sleep, like, waking dreams.
It definitely accesses a part of your mind that's very similar to tripping, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you walk around the world and you just see strange things. Like,
right.
You see things that were probably always there, but you never paid attention. Like, just like people holding balloons. Like, I just found myself.
Okay, so they might not have actually been
there.
You're
just in the
monogamy. I don't know. Yeah, that's
Banksy probably lived in your neighborhood and he was putting up a lot of tags.
Maybe. well, yeah, like one of the time, like I just found myself, just like I saw some dude walking around with balloons. And then just for I guess I blacked out or something. As I was,
and then when you woke up, he was dead.
And I had
my hands were all over.
We were in a balloon ride,
but the balloons were fine.
And I saw like
I blacked out, and I woke up, and I had the balloons.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
There's blood all over my hands.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but I had the balloons.
I mean, like, I didn't kill anybody, but I definitely bought a lot of balloons.
You bought a bunch?
Yeah. Find yourself buying balloons.
In your defense, Jared, as much as you want this to be a crazy story, I can see you tonight walking out and being like, oh, balloons?
I would do that
buying
now,
a shitload.
I would kind of want to do that right now.
Yeah.
And I also saw, I think I saw the devil. That's kind of interesting, I guess.
Well, I get that you said you think you saw me because the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he didn't
that
exist.
Sweet ass skateboard tricks.
He did a kickflip.
Kickflips, bro.
He grinded down the stairs.
Yeah, he did a he did a varial heel flip off the four stair.
Actually pretty sweet. Yeah. Actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm a Satanist now. I saw that. And
he did a 666 flip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of interesting. Like going like a little insane. But that was like 23, and that's probably, if I had to like tour and shit at 22, that's probably, I would have just done that in front of 4 million people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing that about meth, like around here, well, now heroin's everything.
Yeah.
Everyone loves heroin now. And I don't know if that's the same way in the Midwest. I don't know if heroin and fentanyl have made their way to the Midwest or not. But when I grew up, methamphetamine was like the killer drug around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, those people would get, they like you're saying, they'd be awake for days or weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like they all talked about seeing shadow people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they would always see shadow people like in the trees and like on the fucking, like around the corner.
I saw them during a psychedelic trip.
Like shadow people?
Shadow people.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it kind of was.
Because it's,
like I was doing.
Same brain, different drug.
Yeah. Tripping with my friends and, like we kind of all saw him. It was odd. Like there was like almost we were like almost dropped into another like parallel reality where it's like literally people were like walking around.
Do you think there was any suggestion in there, or do you think you all separately saw them and then communed about it?
We weirdly saw him, but psychedelics like mixes your brain's visual patterns. So I was probably seeing like half remembered memories of my friends walking around, and that's what they represented.
But you said your friends saw the same shit.
Yeah, we all saw it. And
we're
then, you know what's weird? Like, we
all saw a group of people.
Like, I felt like I was walking with a bunch of dudes. I didn't, they were weird. I don't know.
Shadow.
5 hours later, me and my buddy.
Shadow popcorn. Yeah, yeah. But, like, you know, it was like we all, it definitely, it was all like a collective hallucination. But you know what was strange? Like the dog, we had like a really cool dog. The dog was almost like this, acted as this guardian.
Oh, yeah.
You'll latch on to anything when you're on hallucinogens.
Yeah, and I felt like he could see that the dog could see that all the time, and that's like almost the point of dogs.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
No, I was in my friend's basement doing acid one time, and he had like this cat, and the cat was like, I was sitting on a bar stool. Cat sits on the other bar stool, and it's like, oh, this cat is like aware of what I'm doing, and it's like hanging out with me like a person would. Like, it freaked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
And don't get me wrong, I'm down with the vibe. But also, I've just been a regular sober guy on a couch with a cat.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like,
No,
I was more scared. I wasn't like just hanging out. It was nice.
You thought it was like the Sabrina the Teenage Witch cat.
Yeah, it was something that freaked me out.
New, like cosmic. You kind of go like, I get Egyptian. Why Egyptians worshipped cats as like gods?
Or it was a metaphor.
They were probably high as fuck. had cats around.
What do you think the Egyptians were doing?
Cats were nice.
They're just forcing people to build pyramids
for
them.
Drug-wise?
Yeah, drug-wise. Other than that, it's the exact opposite of the social narrative in America, but right now there's this movement to say that the pyramids were actually built by artisans who were well-paid.
Yeah.
They're like, it wasn't Jewish slaves at all. It was...
I think it was designed by artisans. But it's the same way there's like superintendents in an 1800 steel mill where it's like those are the educated guys.
I agree. You can't get
a
project that big done without stepping on somebody.
Yeah.
But were the pyramids built by slaves, it'll tell you no.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Old Testament, it's just like a story. It's probably like, I don't know if there was a dude named Moses. I don't know if.
I do.
Like the walking around in the desert.
There's one. Somewhere. There's a guy named Moses.
Yeah, and he did a sick 360 flip off of a four stair one.
And the devil was like,
Godly dude. You gotta be like a saint to do that shit.
People, after that, he had a following. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty rare. Yeah. But just like, I'm sure there were, it was a mix of both. I don't know what. But there was a shitload of slaves everywhere.
I think it's
there's still a shitload of slaves everywhere. Oh, yeah. There's more slaves today than there is in any recorded history.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That's why I was gonna say, even if they were like compensated somehow
like
with food
slaves.
Or something.
Yeah. They're still throwing themselves out of the window in the iPhone building.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There's like
there's that, but then there's like literal slaves.
Your own. Yeah, but the crazy thing about
at the end of the day, if you're willing to kill yourself instead of go to work, is there any difference between like? You know what I mean? Like, let's just call a slave a slave.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
there's I remember Kanye West made a song called like New Slaves. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It's a banger. It's really good.
It's a real good song.
That's not his concept. Like that New Slaves thing.
Oh yeah. No, but he was like, he gave an interview that was like, it's because in the fashion industry, I wrote that song about the fashion industry and how I'm like a slave to fashion tips or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm a slave. Yeah. Dressing nice.
But it was like, there's actual slaves. Take it easy, like, Kanye.
You can also quit.
Yeah. You don't got to do it.
Slaves don't wake up in the morning like, fuck this job.
I think it's too like the cruelty of American slavery puts everything else like, it makes you like almost be able to call everything else not slavery just because that type of slavery is so specifically cruel. But in the reality, like the feudal system in like Europe in the 1500s was slavery because you're on somebody's
plantation. I would strongly suspect that there have also been other slaves who were treated like chattel.
I'm saying most recently.
But I would say to this day there are probably sex slaves that don't do anything besides get forcefully injected with addictive drugs and then...
But it's illegal to do that technically.
Not in those countries, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
They're talking about like around this town. I was like, maybe.
maybe, and we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's a big thing on sex trafficking is do you ever listen to that podcast with the chick from North Korea who escaped on... It's crazy.
That turn out to be like real...
If you listen,
it kind of was. But
this is amazing, and I'm not mad at you, and I don't give a shit. But the left wing narrative is that this woman is fake, communism's great, and she didn't escape shit. And the right wing narrative is communism's terrible. This woman's great, and she did escape everything.
I think the idea was like she, like, that definitely happens. No one's denying it. But she was just I kind of using it to,
if you're
as her own kind of agenda. Like, it may, like,
I mean, yeah,
she might have embellished stuff. And you kind of, like, the reality of the situation is,
you should listen. You should really listen to the interview with her on Joe Rogan,
yeah,
and just decide for yourself.
I listened to a bunch of clips of it. Yeah, yeah, it was
because
very crazy. Yeah,
it's insane. Like she, according to her, was crossing a desert with her father in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
in like very low temperatures.
Yeah,
and her father was already sick, and then he just died in the desert, and then she had to be like, well, I guess I'll just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, but the point being is she talks about sex trafficking, because that was basically one of the main reasons she was able to make it out of China, because she was able to get to China.
Okay.
Under, unbeknownst to her, her coyotes is what we'd call them in North America.
Is there a Korean coyote?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
What's a North Korean coyote?
I think they call them coyote. Yeah. but the point being is this, she was sold into sex trafficking. And then she was saying that getting people addicted to drugs, I think it was her who was saying it,
yeah,
is one of the easiest ways for people to keep control of their sex slaves.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can go out to the street and get sick tomorrow because you don't have any heroin, or you can keep staying in here and...
Yeah.
Fucking people for me.
Yeah, no, yeah. Tried and true way. Yeah. Yeah.
Classic,
yeah.
Her story is unreal. If it's real, it's unreal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure, it's
fucking
crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shit is nuts.
Shit's nuts, dude, and then you stomp on them. Should we call it?
Sure.
Put a button on it. Thanks, guys.
LBJ did have a big dick.
He did.
It hung to the left.
Yes, it did.
Or the right. He was more of a right wing guy, wasn't he?
He kind of like a.
It hanged right down the middle.
It hung.
LBJ
wherever,
did.
It hung wherever it wanted, man.
I'll BJ that. Another one in the bag. 916. Nailed it. Got to work on the. What do you call it? The live read intro. The. I don't know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Instead of doing the solo intro, doing it with the boys. I'm pretty sure I didn't even introduce them ever. So that was brilliant. It was Tom Starbuck and Jared Helfer, if you guys didn't figure that out or if we didn't say it. Either way, great guys. Follow them on the Sock Med, I believe. Y'all know Jared. Tom Starbuck's first time on. We were... kind of last-minuting this one together, which is, you know, I mean, you guys, you've seen how long it's been since we put an app out. It's too long. So we rushed this one through. I saw these two guys chatting it up at a table at Mario's, the open mic up in a college town, Oakland, they call it. I said, hey, here's two guys should comes on ya. And who else? Stooch. But he had that date, which you know by now. He had that date. Well, did he? No, he did not. But Stooge unable to make it because he thought he had other plans. It was a fun phone call, though, right? I think we need to do more phone calls. Who should we call? Send me phone numbers on open email at yahoo.com. I don't know. Let's get to it. We do have a featured artist now. I don't think we talked about it on while we're recording. That is to say, we might have though, but we definitely were chatting about. You guys remember Rockapella? They were like an acapella group in the '90s, and there was this kids game show. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? They were the deal, right? Well, I don't know why Jared came up with this particular song, but it sprung in his head, and it's a quality unit. The song is Brandy, parentheses, You're a Fine Girl, parentheses, and it was released by Looking Glass. Now, we were trying to figure out the name. We couldn't remember. We looked it up. We got it. Looking Glass. Were they a one-hit wonder? I don't know. But originally released on their self-titled album, Looking Glass, in 1972, this version is an a cappella version because, like I said, we were talking about rockapella. Jared found it. It's a hell of a good one. It's got the Elliot Lorre, who I guess is the original lead singer, and released it as a single in 2020. This is a fun novelty, but for my money, I say go get the original 1972 and let that fucker spin. Is that 72 of the rotations on the... You got a 45 and 33. This is records, by the way. You get, the listeners probably have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. A record player has three settings. There's 45. That's for the little records that are singles. 45 rotations per minute. There's 33s. Those are the full-size records everyone has seen. And then there's another number. Might not be 72. But it's for like the old-school records, like the thick ones, you know, that you put on like a thing with a horn on the top. Those type of fuckers. Anyway, today, featured artist. I guess we're just going to say that Elliot Lorre is the featured artist because this isn't the Looking Glass version, technically, though he is the original singer. A cappella, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
There's a boy on a western day and a shirt. 100 ships a day, lone sailors,
they pass the time away, and they talk about their homes.
And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. Is it Brandy?
Hey, Brandy, fetch another round.
She serves them whiskey and wine. Tell us it, Brandy.
They say you're a fine girl.
They say what a good wife you would be.
Such a fine,
yeah, your eyes could still sail from the sea. Brandy wears a pretty chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved.
She loved, and when
he came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. The harbor was his home. Sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
They say, what a good wife
you would be,
such a fine girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the same. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told the sailor the story. She could feel the ocean fall around. She saw its rage and glory, but he had always told the truth. He was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand him. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town. Loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, here's him say, Brandy,
he said,
you're a fine girl.
He said,
what a good wife
if you would be
such a fine girl.
But my love,
my love, and my lady is the same.
He said, Brandy,
he said, you're a fine girl.
He said,
what a good wife you would be.
But
my life, my lover, my lady is the same.
You know, they say Rondell Puerto Rican rum tastes like a brandy. She's a fine girl.